Using Your Marbles, a mini educational podcast with Art Baird and Jill Yoshikav, Creative Marbles Consultancy. Like us at facebook.com/creativemarbles.
You speak of the college admissions essay. What are you talking about?
It's an autobiographical story. It needs to be something more about the student's experience to be able to answer the question, who are you? Senior English teachers at this time in the school year often assign the college admissions essay as a class assignment. The problem with this is that English teachers may or may not have studied the prompt, and so that they don't really understand exactly what the prompt is asking students to write about. And when students get feedback from their teachers, they incorporate that because they're trying to keep their grade in their class. They also trust their English teacher, but that may not give the college admissions officer all the information that they're going to need to make a full decision about that kid's application. The other part about what happens in those English classes is that peer edits often become the first edit. And again, how much do these other seniors understand about the college admissions essay to be able to give some feedback to help their peers clarify the story that they're trying to tell? Because the admissions officer is going to see the grades and the test scores and the list of all the activities. Now they need to put that into a context. They need to know something about the person and the human being who's been active in all of that and creating all of those achievements. The other thing is, senior English teachers advising students in this idea of show, not tell, then they oftentimes use very flowery, metaphorical language that isn't direct. So then you're allowing, in a sense, this admissions officer, who many of these kids are never going to meet, to guess something about who that student is. And when you're competing with 71,000 other applicants, like the students did at UCLA last year, that may not be as helpful to their case, if you will, to be competitive for admissions.
Well, they have to decipher. In some cases, the essays are so convoluted in that metaphorical, descriptive language that they almost have to translate it before they get the gist of what the person's trying to say. And if they have to work too hard when having to read 71,000 essays, your hope is you get them early in the morning on the first cup of coffee. Because if you get them at 3 o'clock in the afternoon on a Thursday or Friday, they might give you a shorter look on your essay. And no one's ever going to know to what degree they comprehended your essay and evaluated your application based on that comprehension, or in some cases, lack of comprehension of that very critical component of the process.
That's right. The other part about assignments is that it's easy for seniors to just apply their same sort of "I need to get this homework assignment done" mentality to this essay.
As it would be for the English teacher to say, "I feel the pressure because of some sort of," either it's in the curriculum, which in most cases the autobiographical essay isn't in, it's not a statewide adopted curriculum.
It's not in the advanced placement curriculum either.
There's this pressure that comes through the schools, it's a legacy pressure. Every English teacher's ever done it. I've always done it, I'm a 30-year English teacher. So there's this inherent pressure to teach this essay. Everybody knows the pressure of college admissions. Every teacher wants to be involved in that process, which is on its own merits is a good thing. And so what they do is they try to jam this essay in as part within the curriculum that they've got to get to. Like the college admission essays, they don't necessarily have to get to. And so they don't spend a whole lot of time on what is, on its merits, a very complicated and important essay.
What they find is once they get started that they have so much information that they can choose from that there's not really that one-on-one time, because maybe the English teacher has 3 sections of 35 kids apiece, so they have 90 to 100 kids. They're trying to work through this one essay process. There's not a back and forth to really decide what's the most representative experience or character that I want to portray. And so then the kids just choose something convenient and easy that they can write a lot about. So then they choose that, but that may not be the topic that's going to get them to be as competitive as they could be, nor in answering the exact prompt. And it seemingly relieves the pressure also on parents, because they've been asking their children to get started on this essay, then the English teacher comes along, assigns it, and then they think everything is well and wonderful. This thing's going to get wrapped up in 2 weeks, and it may not.
Not only that, but the students play into that as well, because if the teacher promotes this, if the teacher's well-liked and the students are angling to get some help on that essay already from an obvious source, an English teacher, then the English teacher may start to promote that, and that gives them that same sort of false security that they think that they're going to get this all taken care of within a few days to a week in an English class, and then they're going to put this thing to bed, and it's not going to play out very well for them in that regards.
So as far as the English teacher, a lot of times what we'll advise students is that they complete the assignment for the English teacher so they keep their grade, follow the teacher's feedback, and then we'll continue to work on that draft beyond that.
Another, but not besides just keeping the grade, but it can be the beginning of a drafting process, of a brainstorming process. And there's nothing wrong with that. Utilize it in that regards. But you will not create an effective, in most cases, an effective final admissions essay. Is it possible? Sure. Do people do it? Yeah. Do they succeed with it? Yeah. But odds are, from our 10 years of experience in private admissions, and before that in public schools within the college admissions process, we didn't see that very often. It typically was rushed, it was half-baked, not well thought out, and typically not very effective. Hopefully before you get to the English class, you've already thought through these essays in relation to the applications that you're filling out as part of a evaluative selection process that began hopefully before the first week of your senior year.
For guidance through the complex college admissions process, contact us at creativemarbles.com.
Copyright Creative Marbles Consultancy, 2012.